We got a lot going on. We're like a rolling circus. So we kind of give them a break, and it actually costs us far, far less to use the RV to go up there than the way we used to do it, which was, you know, airplanes and rental cars and hotel rooms. So it's great. We save a lot of money. As painful as it is at the gas pump, it's still a lot less expensive than the alternative.
Well, now that you got the engine and drivetrain and all that stuff going, how reliable is it when you do take it out? You know, out of every five trips, how often do you have a problem?
I'd like to tell you it's very reliable, but that's not true. You know, it's funny. We've replaced a lot of parts on it, and in some cases, I've had very strange things. You know, I had a brand new water pump that I replaced preventatively. You know, there was nothing necessarily wrong with the existing one, but I had the radiator out for other maintenance, and I thought, you know, while you're here, it's $40 for a water pump. Let's go ahead and put a water pump on here. And a year later, it seized up on me on a trip home for Christmas, and left us. We actually had to leave the motorhome behind for the rest of the trip. We rented a car, but so that, you know, it still has its issues. But they fortunately tend to be very minor. You know, they tend to be a $20 part or a $40 part or something like that. So things that you don't expect can let you down, like fan clutches and ignition modules and, you know, just strange stuff that just breaks, just decides it's going to break. And then on the other hand, you know, I've taken it all the way to Las Vegas and back with not a single issue.
Does it leak?
Kind of real. Does it leak? Of course it leaks.
They all leak.
Well, I guess I should ask, does it leak what? There's a lot of fluids on board.
Oh, yeah. No.
I got a fluid. Right. That's pretty funny. What size tires are the motorhomes have?
Well, mine's got the 19.5-inch Alcoa rims on it, so it uses the larger motorhome tires. They're not quite truck tires; they're motorhome tires. So you're not up at those big 22-inch wheels like a modern diesel would have. But they're pretty good size. I don't actually know the size of the tire. It's kind of got a funky size to it, but it's a 19.5-inch rim.
Yeah.
I've got all Michelins on mine. And actually, the tires are all in. One thing that was great when we got it was the tires were all replaced by the dealer. So we got brand new tires when it got here, which was good because there's eight of them.
Now, do you have a hitch on the back?
We do, and we tow our car when we go places.
A toad.
Yeah. Which is, you know, my wife refers to it as the LEM. It's the lunar escape module. So when the water pump goes out, you've got wheels. It's also a great way to get around. I mean, when we go to a campground, it's just super convenient. I mean, it's probably the equivalent of unhitching and having your truck available to you. So we've got that same convenience when we go somewhere. It's just that ours is behind us.
On the motorhome side of it, as far as the, like you said, the interior and all the appliances, the water heater, stove, and any floor rot, stuff like that. Some of the stuff we talk about for trailers. What did you have to do on that side of it?
Actually, I got really lucky on the system side. I haven't had to replace anything. So the fridge, the stove, the microwave, water heater, water tank, shower, everything mechanically, you know, as far as just the basic systems worked. I didn't know it worked when I first got it because some of the systems that provided power to them didn't work. But once I got everything kind of working in terms of, you know, propane and generation, power generation and all those things, everything worked. So I haven't had to do a thing to any of those systems. They all work. Yeah, I think I replaced the igniter on the water heater a couple of years ago, but it was a, you know, kind of a maintenance item. It wasn't a big deal.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah. The interior in ours was in pretty tough shape. I mean, it our motorhome, in fact, on our trip back from New Hampshire, we rolled over 200,000 miles on it.